We'll call this Liquor Commission meeting to order. Item on the agenda is liquor license for the new Casey's. We have someone here to speak for Casey's?
Brock Richardson, I'm the district manager for Casey's.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
What are you asking for?
We bought property, so we are building a new location. And we wanted to know what liquor licenses are available, what would be able to us in the event that we build a store, kind of as a idea of what kind of model store to build, I guess.
You're not asking for a liquor license tonight, you just want information, basically?
Correct, is that a possibility?
So what are you wanting? Packaged liquor, in-house drinking?
It will be off-premise, packaged. And we currently only sell beer and wine in our two locations, and we'd love to move that into a liquor license as well, hard liquor, if that would be a possibility. I have no knowledge as to whether or not both stores would be closing in one big superstore.
So you don't know if you're gonna transfer one or if you need a whole new one?
Correct, but my thought would be that we would need one solid.
He wants to come up to hard liquor.
Well, that's true, it's because they're adding hard liquor.
And that doesn't change a lot, whether it's hard liquor or not, but we've always wanted to be a hard liquor.
The price, I mean, increase in price.
What you need to do is just fill out an application, actually.
I mean.
Is one of your options looking at poker machines?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, we tested, we dabbled in that, and it doesn't seem like we're adding that to any of our new models. So that was a part of my portion, it was just strictly alcohol. And I think they really just, we go into a lot of cities, and it's hard to obtain a liquor license in some cities. So they just wanna know kind of where we stand with that, and is it gonna be available for us, and is it beer, wine, and, or not hard alcohol?
Yeah, it's okay.
Is there only so many liquor licenses in the city according to ordinance, or?
No, they had, and Nathan had said, yeah.
Cindy, the liquor license, like the Casey's here and the Casey's there, are those two separate, or are they together?
No, they're separate.
They're two separate, okay.
So basically, all he has to do then, like David said, is fill out the application, and this counts as.
And tell us what you want, you know, it'll be packaged, it'll be beer, wine, hard out, you know.
Yeah, I think their concern was just that maybe it wasn't available, I know there's limits on some cities, or.
So do you wanna take the license with you, or do you want me to send it to the girl that always sends me the stuff?
That would be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew there was a particular girl that sends me stuff.
They handle all the stuff, they just wanted, I asked her, like, what do I need to prepare for? And they didn't really have a, this is what you need to prepare, they thought you might ask questions about what our carding policies are, our training policies.
Cause I assume it'll be like, cause they have to have a particular name, and it's Casey's number, so such, such, such. So that, and I'll have a certain number on it too, right?
Yes, absolutely, it'll have its own store number, and it's all a separate entity.
Now, have you guys considered, like, oil change? Service bay?
You know, we have considered a lot of things, and a lot of our, they look more holistically what's gonna work across the company, and that would work in a lot of instances, but probably not.
Now, this Casey would be bigger than the Casey's now.
I think it'd work pretty good here, truthfully.
If you visit the newer models, kind of an idea, they typically have a larger cooler section, longer beer caves, and more fresh food.
Are they planning on closing both?
I couldn't even guess.
Do you know the hours? I mean, if it's.
It would be typical of what this store, it'd be like 4 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, so it's not like open 24 hours or anything like that? That would just be, we'd have to create a new liquor license.
Sure, and I don't think that we would have the traffic to warrant that here. We haven't, neither of our other stores here, so I don't think that would be the case.
Yeah, cause we have one that's Monday through Sunday, 7 to 12, so that would, you would.
That would be perfect, yep, absolutely.
Is that brick house on the block, is that gonna stay, or have to go?
That's ours, and that's gonna go. Don't quote me, I'm not the construction.
Right, I mean, you bought the whole block, right?
To my knowledge, the brick house is also ours, and I would assume that's what would happen with it, yes. But, and I believe we haven't even closed on the property yet, and I heard it was like a 270-day closing. So this is very early stages of, you know, might be 2 or 3 years down the road. But in planning of what we're gonna build and what it's going to entail, we need to know, are we gonna build a beer cave or not? Because we used to do that, and then we ended up with a soda cave, and that doesn't do anybody any good. Big cooler full of cold soda, we already have one.
I will say right now, if you're Casey's representative, that I will say that at least right now, the prices are competitive. Before, I've sent emails to the corporate many times that Lewistown has been higher than Canton and every place else around in that. So, but I think the stores help, the competition with the stores helped a little bit. They're like running 5 and 6 cents cheaper, and I've seen them lined up at the store. So.
Yeah, and we've changed a lot with our fuel analytics and the way we price, and it's really taken a lot of my plate and a lot moved to Iowa. They're the ones that are able to kind of get a bird's eye view of everything going on in the area better than somebody who drives around all day long.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, too, is a lot of the pumps being done with accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them being done that way, and that which is a plus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we didn't get it right a lot of times 30 and 40 years ago,
sure.
Which unfortunately is a lot of our assets in this surrounding area we've been around. So our stores are getting old, but we're taking the time to update things as we can.
What would you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
Brock Richardson.
Brock?
Correct. And I have a couple business cards.
Sounds like a pretty good plan.
So there shouldn't be a problem getting this license. That's what you're ultimately here for.
Yep, to my understanding. The guys just said, go, it's on the agenda. And I said, okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, we just didn't know if, you know, you were wanting the video gaming and, you know, because then you have to serve.
Sure, yeah, and we do that over in Havana, so I kind of know the process and a little bit of how that works, and I prefer not to do that. Video gaming's great, I guess, but not in gas stations. All right, well, thank you for your time.
I think I will send the stuff to the girl that I get stuff from, so.
Perfect.
And they can fill it out and send it back to me, and after they'll vote on it during the meeting.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any other business for this meeting? Nope. If not, meeting adjourned. Thank you, Kevin. It's good to see your smiling face.
Everyone, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all that is in this room and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you for coming, everyone. All right, clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Have any questions, comments, additions, corrections? If none, if we have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion.
And November 6th meeting.
Oh,
so.
And November
6th. And November 6th.
Second on that one,
too. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Cindy, do you have a clerk's report for us?
No, I don't have anything new. Everything's in here.
All right. Cindy, or treasurer's report. Debbie?
Don't have one tonight.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me.
Right. Thank you, sir. Engineer's report. Do we have anything this evening, Mr. Key?
I think just under the 13A.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Public comments and petition. Anyone from the public wish to address this board? All right. Hearing no one, move on. Committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John?
No, what's that one, everything? Just waiting on to hear back what's going on with our vac truck. They haven't had anything new on it yet, so they're still looking to see what's wrong.
All right, thank you. Moving on, streets and alleys. Alderman Dave Livingston, you have anything for us?
We have some stuff farther down there.
Okay. Police and ESDA, Mr. Brad?
Just a heads up, Chief Ford talked to me about hiring another full-time officer. He's got one maybe on the line, doesn't have the academy. He's got a spot in the academy, just pending us making a, so maybe the next meeting we'll have a name to hire him for.
Okay.
The academy's in January, so.
Okay, good. All right, moving on, water, Kendall?
I think we have some stuff in unfinished business.
All right. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
Nothing of good, Todd.
Thank you, sir. Tourism, Mr. Miller?
I think the only thing that's coming up, I didn't make it to the Christmas committee, but I'm sure it'll be reported on, so. When it gets that time. So.
You're putting an awful lot of faith in Kenny. Which I do too. I do too.
I'm glad you clarified that.
All right, moving on. TIF, Alderman John Spotlew.
No report.
Thank you. Citizens Committee, Ms. Amanda Sutton. She even had your name right this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it corrected.
I think I have everything that I need from. City engineer, and I wasn't able to attend the last meeting, but I did send an email to Cindy letting everybody know that we were approved to not to eliminate the match, so that's just kind of makes it easier. And we'll be getting things submitted. I actually had a meeting about getting everything submitted, and it sounds like I'm able just to email things over instead of going through a laborious process of submitting everything online. So I was glad to hear that, too.
All right.
Good. And now take it away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda, for everything you do. Once again, Amanda is a volunteer. She's doing this out of the kindness of her heart. Thank you. All right. Moving on to Christmas Committee. Mr. Kenneth Hickey.
I have nothing. No. We had a meeting last night. We voted to put a rather large snowman in the fountain this year as to the Christmas tree. So that's going to be something a little bit unique and different for us, kind of liven up things. Christmas trees, we thought were going to be here Thursday. I got a call today from Farm King and something happened. There was some kind of confusion there, but we're looking Friday or Monday we'll have them. I think Evan's got 65 posts driven up here, so we're going to go ahead and get 65 trees. Last year we kept selling them after our date, and Jim Long and I went back up and got some more trees after that, so we should be pretty well covered with that.
We're at 45 right now.
45. So I know we're probably close to, just the ones I've talked to, we're over 50 now. Can't think of anything else. Can you, Cindy?
Was the due date tomorrow or?
Yeah, I'm on the post that we'll keep.
Okay.
Picking.
Keep it open for a little bit.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
We haven't got one yet, so I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that got the last 2 years that haven't called me yet, so
mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll have a lot more. I know, I've got five that I've got to come in and take care of, so.
So we have 65 posts. How many do we have room for? How many more?
Well, I was figuring for 80, because it was on one of the flyers he had, so.
Oh, you have 80 posts?
We want that.
I haven't set that many
80.
Up yet.
Oh, okay.
I had to get the lift in and stuff to do.
That was Kenny's big number he wanted.
That was our wish list. And that was Kenny's figure that came up with that. But
so I haven't figured.
Nothing wrong with
the. Did you, you want to discuss when the parade is and all?
That's starts at 1:30, I believe, down at the old nursing home. We'll have line up there. Cindy's got a list of the ones that are.
Yeah. We always need more. We want as many as we can.
Yeah. And I don't know that anybody's contacted the fire chief here in town about
I'm getting ready to.
So I was kind of hoping maybe.
Well, it's kind of sad when the Lewistown Police Fire Department can't be in our own parade.
Didn't say we could.
I got faith in you, John.
Chief's working at the ambulance.
It would be nice to have the Santa Claus come in on the fire truck, though, if at all possible.
What day is it?
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
1:30.
I'll volunteer, Jack.
But yeah, you know, it's like
fire truck.
No, he can't. Yeah, but he can help get things. Otherwise, he.
You know, I'm like push your kid in the stroller in the wagon. You know, decorate your dog. I don't care what you do. Just come get in the parade.
Snowshoes on.
I think this year we're going to have the band too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what she said last night?
Should we talk about the side-by-side parade thing?
That was coming up next.
Thank you.
So, yeah, anybody wants to be in the parade, the more the better. So.
And after parade, with side-by-sides and golf carts afterwards, we're going to be around town.
Yeah, because I think we're going to be in the parade at 1:30, but then the light-up ones at 6.
Yeah, we'll put our side-by-sides in the Santa Claus parade, and then after we light the lights, we'll run around town. And
I think that's done. We had lots
I had
of
a map all
year.
Drawn out, and I forgot to present it last night.
I'm sure it was pretty.
It was. I had all my streets, everything. I forgot to.
The parade route?
Yeah.
For the side by side?
For the side by
side.
What time is
that? That'd be cool.
5 o'clock.
That'd be fun.
You have one more meeting?
Yes, the 19th, we'll have another meeting. That night, we'll be putting the stats together. 29th, yeah.
29th.
We'll come up the 19th. Yeah, 29th.
We'll fill the candy bags that night.
Candy bags that night, and anything comes up at the last minute. Oh, I guess we're going to be selling...
raffle tickets?
No, the...
Poinsettias?
Poinsettias there that day, too, in the other part of the church.
Yeah.
For the,
Bruce Ryrock selling poinsettias. That's for the alumni bank.
And was also thinking about having a place to make s'mores.
Yeah, we're going to have s'mores.
S'mores.
We can make them. We'll have a couple little fire pits so they can make s'mores that day. And there'll be free hot dogs, free cookies,
hot chocolate.
Don't you got to make some before you can make some more? But you gotta make some before you make some more.
It's gonna be a fun day for parents and kids both, I think.
We're gonna keep having
busy.
She got blonde.
Why is he saying that?
S'more.
I know, some more. But yeah, Grinch will be there, snowman.
Oh, and Santa Claus was able to get his laser and everything going to make the plaques. So he's well started on them too.
Very good.
So it's kind of iffy there for a while. But
had trouble in the workshop.
With the tornado.
That was the only thing that didn't get blown away. Was just this little work.
I think Collins should put a little wagon in the parade to advertise.
I'm game.
There you go. Don't tell him. Tell his wife. She'll make it happen.
I wish all the businesses would get in the parade.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
And I wish the businesses would buy a tree.
Yeah, me too.
Nathan, you could probably have some reindeer pull your sleigh.
You know, you're probably right. You probably could. I might just delegate all that to Jake.
Just
say make it happen.
I guess that's about it. That's all I think of.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for Kenny? All right. Thank you, Kenneth. We appreciate it. Everything you do.
One more thing. Kendall, you going to be able to have music up there that day?
Sure.
Playing during the...
Sure. Yeah.
That really brings the spirit alive.
I'll be there.
And there is Christmas Carol, or the chorus will be there at... What time is it? 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah, because then we light the trees at 5.
Good.
Nope. 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done.
You're right.
There's a lot to this Christmas thing.
No kidding.
We've been busy.
But it just all falls together at once.
Fall home, buddy.
You're doing such a good job, Kenny. I think we'll just double your salary from last year.
And that put me in a different tax bracket.
Oh.
And the money we do use for this, we have, you know, earned. You know,
oh yes.
Did from the spaghetti supper, so
yeah.
It doesn't come out of any city funds.
And that was a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. Public Works report. Evan?
I think a lot of stuff I'm going to talk about, we'll just talk about here further down.
All right. Sounds good. Having that been said, moving on to the engineering agreement for ground storage improvement, the new pump station. Is that, Keith, do you have stuff on that?
Just give you kind of an update on everything.
Yep.
A little bit.
Stand up and walk around.
So again, good to see everybody. This, I think we had a meeting a while ago about the pump station project. I know you guys had some people in talking about the tanks and all that. So the project has started looking at, you had an inspection of the tanks, both interior, exterior, both. The hope was, could we do the tank rehab? Could you also look at a pump station? Amanda helped you get the grant, of course, which was great for the community. Looking at costs with what the EFI pump station, which would be very similar to a pump station you have down at the well field, and actually like what Bryant has, not that small, but you know what I'm saying, a skid. Seeing what those costs will come in at, it looks like at least what you have for grant dollars, pump station is all that you would be able to do. And talking to Evan, as well, what would be a priority? I think the priority again is having better pumps, having a generator that can run those pumps. The tank is holding water. We've talked to the company about, hey, is, you know, we still fine? Yes, we're still fine. But looking at other options for funding those improvements, I think I had a note that a cost that KLM had was around $650,000 just for the tank to redo the interior exterior. So. What we put together tonight was just a proposal like we did for the pump station down at the well field. Get you through design, bidding, essentially the whole package. Design, bidding, construction, working with Amanda, assuming that EPA will have some stuff that they want us to coordinate, knowing that she's taken on some additional responsibilities too, so trying to help out as needed. Between her and really with, you know, Cindy will have a role. Will have a role as well with pay requests and all of that as well. So our contract that we're proposing is time materials. I should ask, do you guys all have a copy of? Did you see a copy of it? Okay. We tried to lay out in the back just with what the features were. We know that we cannot get ground to the west, but we know that we can get ground to the north if needed. But our first part is to kind of do a conceptual and see if we can stay on the ground that you guys currently have within the fenced in area. Plan would be whole new piping, whole new valving, decide if we want to keep the existing building but just use it as just storage for right now, just gut it. You guys could even decide we just do that on, you'll do that on your own, however you want. Look at position of the new pump station, and then try to account that if you ever had to do any treatment in the future, like any filters or anything, look at a spot that where could it go so we don't jeopardize what you have to do in the future. All that would be in a conceptual that we'd work with you all on, and then from there move on. So happy to answer any questions. Good to see you again. So,
did you say the tank rehab was gone?
It was right around, I'd written down $600,000 to $650,000 construction cost. That was as of July. And one of the items that they noted was they're almost positive that lead paint is on the exterior. So that's part of the problem is you got to contain it. All gaskets were replaced when rehab, blast. I should wear my cheaters. They had the product protection, recommend doing de-energizing. One thing that they noted is that you guys have a system right now that's a product protection system, but I think you get inspected every year, do you know?
Yeah.
And what they were talking about is, because you were on a phone call too, yeah. So Evan, Joe, and I were on a call with KLM Engineering that does tank inspections. And they know that some of the new painting that's, you know, the paint that they use would actually take the place that you wouldn't have to have that product protection on there. Said steel is all overall in good shape. I did ask, I said, man, $650,000, can I not build a new one? And the problem is, even at, I don't think I have written down here, but that's 500,000 gallon tank. I think even if I was at $2, I mean, I'm at $1 million, but I think he said the number was higher than that. He did, yeah, that means. So you're more like probably $1.5 million to $2 million, so it doesn't make sense. Either.
Okay.
And just to note, even with, you know, as you look at your ground storage tank, you also have the single pedestal that they inspected. You know, nothing needed now. He said re-inspect in 5 years. Can install insulated coat to replace some insulation. Just again said, you know, everything was looking pretty good at this point. What we would either recommend for you to consider is either you raise the dollars internally, or you could look at EPA loan dollars. Only problem with EPA, I won't say problem, but when you do EPA, they want to study them. So you guys spend some money up front. Then they have the process of all the public hearings and going through the money. But what we are seeing is they're giving communities debt forgiveness. So on a portion, if you recall from your down at the well field, that job was, you know, $700,000-$800,000, and I think at the end of the day, I don't know if you paid over $100,000 for that project because of grants and some debt forgiveness you got through EPA. So it was a very good deal. Right now, water-wise, you're probably seeing 10 to 15% principal forgiveness. Sewer-wise, they're actually offering up to 30% currently. So it's a better deal on the sewer because I think they have more money. So those would be something that you'd want to look at if you want to start to plan. You have to get into the first process. Then they have March 31st is every March 31st is a new cycle to apply for that funding. Okay. Any other questions?
That's all for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. Have any discussion on this?
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Don't we have to okay the estimate for the engineering? I mean, is that what? Well, yeah. Are we supposed to be okay on the fee for the engineering then, the 106,000?
Yeah, okay. So a question I said I forgot to ask that I should have brought up.
Okay.
The grant is more for the construction related, is what you want to use it for. I wasn't sure, I forgot to ask you if you can use your ARPA funds, because it won't be that money. It's going to take a while to spend that money.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be next year is where you're going to see more of that. So I wasn't sure if your ARPA funds, if you can use those for the engineering. I know you have an item coming up here soon that you're going to spend some of those dollars on.
I know when I watch, and I'm getting ready to watch another webinar on it, they had said if we could avoid spending a lot on the engineer, but I think we can.
Okay.
They just said it was best, you know, if we could try not to spend all of it on the engineer.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so the way it sounds like that we can.
Correct. At least for like the first few months, and you can pay it out of even your water sewer fund otherwise, correct?
What was in there? What was in the ARPA fund, roughly?
I had 292.
It's 292 something.
That's close enough.
292,000.
That's, we're looking at that coming up for the street project too, aren't we? Part
yeah.
of it?
Yeah.
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 All of it.
All of it.
Not all the 292.
Well, the whole street project.
But not all the 292, right.
Not part of the street project, yeah.
All right.
So I guess I'd like for you guys to okay the the agreement with Keith.
I move to approve the engineering agreement for the ground storage improvement and new pump station.
I'm seconding.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any more discussion, I guess? No? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Moving on, talking about hiring a public works employee, I think Evan has two questions for this board.
Yeah, the main thing I'm looking for is what our starting wages are for a new hiree for the public works department. And if we're wanting them to have CDL when they come in. So I'm just seeing what wages we want to start someone out at.
Well, the minimum wage has been raised another dollar. I just read that somewhere.
January 1st, it will.
What is minimum wage now?
13.
13.
From January 1st, it'd be 14.
It's going to 14.
I would think, might as well set it at 14 to start
yeah.
with.
What is?
If you have CDL, then go from there.
So. What is our part-time getting now?
That's minimum wage.
13.
If minimum?
Yep.
13? Okay.
But theirs will be going on January
10th. I mean, I think you're narrowing your field if you require a CDL for hiring. Once you get them hired, we can
okay.
tell them it's a requirement that you yep. have to pass the test and get a CDL,
and
or you won't keep your job.
I mean, Evan's next question is, who's going to pay for them to get that CDL?
Right.
Them or us?
Well, I think.
How much is CDLs for what you need?
How much is it?
What you need?
Oh. I think Cindy got some.
I did. Let me go. That's one rough. Thing I didn't.
I mean, that's why I say don't require it, and we'll.
Yeah,
we'll pay for it.
I
mean, we'll pay for it. I mean, that's my opinion.
Are we going to make them sign an agreement that says they have to stay with us so long?
Yeah.
What kind of money?
I think
okay, what's wrong with that, Nate?
I think it should be the same as what the police department.
I don't have any problem with it at all. I'm just chuckling because this is the same thing we do with our police officers, and then they quit us anyway.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we got to figure out what to do with all that money they owe us.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't you make them pay it back?
Oh, I can make them go to court and promise to pay it back, but I can't take money out of their pockets
okay,
without going
right.
over there to the county jail myself.
But we could get a judgment that screw up anything they tried to do.
We could?
Or quit paying.
Yes.
We could also send them a nasty letter of recommendation to the next job, too.
I know.
Yeah. Just quit paying.
Okay. License only, but you said we need a certificate, right?
Yeah, we need
to
do a class.
Okay, license only, it's 4 weeks. It's $4,850. A certificate that's 15 weeks is $5,300.
They have to have both?
What's
no,
the
just
certificate
one.
For?
State of Illinois, sometime in February, I can't remember, they moved it because COVID, but you can't just go get your license anymore. You have to have a certificate saying that you took a course and that you passed this course.
Okay.
So if we, sorry to interrupt, but if we're talking quite a bit of money here, what we ought to make them do is sign a promissory note and then enter into a forgiveness arrangement with them. That way it's already done. It's not a, if you quit us, then we'll worry about what to do. It's already done. They owe the money. We're loaning it to them to get that license. And then we'll forgive this much per hour that you work going forward.
Either, okay. either that or just forget paying for it, and then if they do get it, then we'll just give them a raise, figuring a raise at that point. And that way it's not, that way we're not out anything except for raise. And
yeah.
I mean, that's an awful lot of money to ask somebody that doesn't
yeah,
have a job to come up with.
Yeah,
minimum
wage job, this could be
exactly.
$53,000
license. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Nathan probably has a better plan because he's probably smarter than I am. And
probably.
Yeah. Did anybody ask him to say anything?
There's nothing to say after that.
So, if you do this, what you know, the police always get halfway through a bailout, and then they turn in all their time, and they do this and that and another, and they owe us $17.50 when they get done.
Right.
You know, so could we write this where if you're not here the full time,
you have to pay this back.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. Same way the hospitals do with getting nursing students through college. We'll do that same thing.
There you go.
I think that's a good idea. I think
so. How long are you going to make them stay here?
Pardon?
2 years, 3 years? How long are you going to make
them? What's the difference between a minimum wage public works employee and a CDL bearing public works employee? What's the difference in wages there? Whatever that is, that should be the amount we forgive per hour toward that $5,300 or whatever it is. And then after that, they get their bump in pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do all the public works employees have CDLs now?
No, there's one currently that doesn't.
So and the other problem is if, okay, if they get the CDL and they let it go,
right?
Do they stay or do they go? You know, or do they?
Well, if that's a requirement of them being hired.
A job.
You know.
Yeah. How do you require one and not another, though?
Exactly.
So,
how do you require one and not another? I mean, I'm not disagreeing that you need a CDL, but.
You don't. I mean, what good is if they don't have CDL?
That's the problem. We have
they can't drive any of our
never
trucks.
Got it, supposed to get it and didn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be driving our trucks.
Yeah.
The weight classification.
And we already started to pay for him once. So I'm not sure we should pay for him the second time. You know, I hate to be hard ass about this, but Jimmy wants to be. So.
Well, let's be careful not talk about employees in open session.
Okay, so do we want to try to get Nathan to write something here?
Yes, that's my opinion.
How long?
Two years ought to be.
2 years ought to be efficient.
You'd think.
A timeline of.
So a full-time employee is 4,000 regular hours. So we take, $1.25 an hour off their cost of putting them through the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give them credit of $1.25 per hour more toward their CDL loan, basically, their scholarship. We on the same page about that?
Yep.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I agree.
He is smarter than you.
Bruce.
I knew that before we started.
On that kind of stuff, he's smarter than all of us.
So,
that's why we pay him the big bucks. Right, Nate?
Most other stuff, he's smarter than me, too. So.
Definitely not.
All right. So,
we have to vote on that?
Well, we probably need a motion of some kind. We haven't set a salary yet.
15 and a quarter?
How soon? I mean, he's kind of going to need something so we can get started. Is that
right? I mean, that's what he wants. So I mean,
yeah. Well, then a full time with the CDL will get 15 a quarter.
But the, you know,
if you're doing $1.25 15 a quarter, mm-hmm. then January would be 14. So.
Mm-hmm. So is that what we're telling Evan? It's either 14 or 15 and a quarter if they got a license.
Yep. And when the 14 gets his CDL, he'll be bumped $1.25.
Yeah.
Is that
okay?
Make sense?
He'll be bumped $1.25 an hour, but that $1.25 an hour will go back to repay the city for all the money they spent putting through CDL.
Correct. But after he gets
until
his
that's
loan
paid,
paid off.
When that's paid, yeah, then he'll go up $1.25.
Yeah.
And he'll keep it.
That help?
Yeah.
I'm confused how to type this up.
I'll talk it. Oh, well.
Okay, you explain to me later?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Why make a motion? We have to do a motion then?
So starting at 13, minimum wage then 13 right now? 14. Start at 14. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, definitely need the motion.
So, I mean, the motion, so you, to start, the starting pay will be $14 with no CDL, 15 and a quarter if you have a CDL.
Okay.
And all the other stuff will be worked out.
Okay.
Well, we need to put a timeline on how quick he has to get the CDL. We don't want to go
2 years.
I think a year is plenty, if that much.
Right.
Well,
I mean, how long is
it? How often do they offer these certificate courses or the classes?
I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure he can sign up whenever. I said there's online stuff too.
Okay.
So
okay.
How long is the class?
15 weeks.
15 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, a year's not enough.
If you're a colleague, you're online.
Spoon.
Up at Spoon.
Like Spoon River Truck Driving School.
That's almost 4 months.
Do they drive in those classes?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They drive the big truck, the...
Yeah, with everything that they need.
They got a 30-foot trailer behind it.
Yeah, they got a barbed wire conventional, you know, short trailer.
Did you make a motion?
Yes, I did.
She...
Yes, I did, David, I did make a motion.
Did Jimmy or John's second it?
Yeah, open, Tom. You second.
No, you guys always do it. I don't want to cut in on your territory.
I'm being quiet tonight.
What did I tell you, these boys tonight?
So we have a motion for $14 an hour without, 15 and a quarter with, and must get a CDL within 1 year.
Well, that's not enough time evidently for 15 weeks.
Maybe, all right, 2 years.
2 years, I think, then.
And then, and which will be repaid at $1.25 an hour. That's pretty much covers the motion, the way I understand it. Does that sound good? All right.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion for that. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Brad. All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Evan, anything else you need that take care of you?
Nope, that's...
All right, very good.
Okay.
All right, moving on, new business. The liquor license for the new Casey's, that gentleman was just here inquiring. He was given an application to apply for a liquor license for the new Casey's. He did say it was a couple years down the road. So anyway, we'll address that when that comes. We'll table that. The Aclara programming fees. Is someone here to speak for that, correct, sir? Yes, sir? You want to address this board? You can.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Phil Knight. I'm the regional sales director for Aclara. I live down in Granite City, Illinois. I'm happy to be here tonight to answer any questions that you guys have about the mobile programmer upgrade program and any fees associated with it. I was here, Cindy, when was I here? About 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, two or three weeks.
Two or three weeks ago, I met with Cindy and Irvin and another Cindy, and we just kind of threw everything out on the table. What you like, what you don't like about the meter reading system that you guys have in place now with us. And I'm happy to report to the board tonight that everything that you guys have had an issue on, progress has been made. Some substantial, others just in the beginning phases of it, but progress has been made. I asked the Cindy's and Urban to give me 90 days till the end of the year to prove to you that we're a company worth doing business with, and hopefully from the progress that you guys have seen already. Cindy, I'm speaking.
Yes. I mean, we're hearing something from somebody pretty much every couple days, so that's better than before.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't do anything about the things that have happened in the past. All I can do is work as hard as I can to fix the issues that you've had and then make sure that they don't become issues again in the future. The reason for the mobile programming upgrade is that the system that you would currently use, the tough book that Irvin and his team have that's in Cindy's office, that hard program is dying as of April 1st. And as of April 1st, if the mobile programmer fees are not, if the mobile programmer program is not upgraded by April 1st, Irvin and his team will no longer be able to program the meter transmitting units in the field to install and or replace meters. You guys don't do a whole lot of that, so it's not really that big of an issue, but it is something that you guys need to consider moving forward. I understand that this is a rough time of year to be here telling you guys that you have to spend this money. One of the things that Aclara is doing, especially for municipalities like Lewistown here, is that we understand that your budget runs from May 1st to April 30th, and you guys did not have this amount of money in your budget for this year. So if we could get a commitment from you that you are willing to move forward with the mobile programmer upgrade, we would we would go ahead and do our due diligence and do the implementation of the program so that there's no lapse in service, so that Urban and his team can continue to program the meter transmitting units in the field. But we would hold that bill until your budget rolls over on May 1st. So essentially what I'm here tonight is to answer any questions that anybody has about anything related to Aclara, and also try to get a commitment from you guys that you would move forward with this, and we, and like I said again, we would hold the bill until May 1st.
So why is the software dying?
It's just, it's coming to an end of life with the...
With the supporters, or...?
With the SFTP server. That server is going dormant. It's no longer going to be supported. It's like, it's going to be like Windows Vista. It's just going to die. And it's a third party program that we use, and we don't have any control over it. The good news is that the benefit with the mobile programmer is that it's cloud based, and it will not. There will be no end of life. It will
the,
be.
The only problem is we don't have any control over if this happens in another 6 months either. Or another 4 months, or another we have no guarantee that the new program you're going with is, I mean, what guarantee do we have that it's going to last 6 months, 4 months, a year, 2 years, without dying again?
Well, the guarantee is that the way that the new program is written, the end of life is written out of the system, because it's a cloud-based system as opposed to an application that's based on a laptop.
All right.
I have one question. So this 1440, that's in addition to the what we're paying already for the maintenance support, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How much total money are we talking?
The total is $8,209.50, right?
It's in the packet.
But that's one time fee to upgrade the new system, and that's the maintenance fee after that.
Yeah.
We talked about
it. If these things quit, can they be read manually?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you're spending more than $8,000.
Hmm?
I said, then you'll probably be spending more than $8,000 then.
Why, to go read them manually?
You can't. You have to read. You have to send somebody out to read them then.
And you don't have outside,
outside readers.
You have to go inside each house.
Okay. That's my question.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's my question.
You're right.
That's my question.
This
was supposed to save us money. That's all I remember hearing when I got on board. How these meters saving us money.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
So when do you say this has to be done by?
The program will go dead April 1st.
Okay.
3 months. Mm-hmm. 4 months.
Mm-hmm. And I want to stall out a little bit longer before we commit ourselves to this guy and make sure that they actually solve more of their problems.
That's fine.
But I'm just one person here. Keep that in mind.
Sure. And when I was here before, Cindy and I had that conversation. If you could commit to it by December 31st at 11:59:59, nothing will change, and again, we'll do the implementation, and you guys will be up and running, and we'll hold the bill until your budget cycle is rolled over. We want to work with you as much as possible, because we know this is a hard pill to swallow.
How long do you need to make the change?
About 2 weeks.
Okay, so we can wait till February.
Yeah, I think that, didn't you say the 31st? Because then there's like a discount price or something.
There is a 10% implementation fee.
Yeah.
Into that quote. There is a 10% discount on the implementation fee built into that quote that would expire on December 31st at 11:59:59.
You know how many other communities are in the same? I mean, how many communities you support, roughly?
Across America?
Just...
1,100.
Okay.
We have 1,100 customers across the country. We have 37 of them in Illinois, and all of them are facing this issue because this is something that's beyond Aclara's control, and unfortunately, this is the only way that we know how to fix it. And there are some implementation fees.
So you guys are doing all right.
We're doing great
as far as coming in. Okay.
We're doing great.
see how the situation progresses.
We're gonna revisit it back in December.
If we get things fixed and straightened out, and then in December we can.
I think when we had the finance committee, we talked to Evan, and there have been some things that they've straightened out, correct?
Yes, they have been working on stuff.
Cindy's been able to do some things.
I gotta get some stuff around for tomorrow too.
Yeah, and Jimmy, there's only one meeting in December, and that's December 9th.
Yeah.
Has to be done by then.
And that is the next meeting? Or do we have a meeting in?
Two meetings.
We have two meetings.
Right, because we have the 28th and then December 9th, yeah. Because the last meeting is the day after Christmas, so we don't have it.
Well, that means you just all vote on it tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you realized that.
I thought we could wait till February, that was my initial thought.
You know, if we wait till December, you're just talking 9 days.
Why can't you, I mean, table this till the next meeting and talk about it again? See, then we can talk to our employees in between now and then, see if things are getting better.
Yeah, or wait till December 9th.
Well, you table it till next one, and then you table it again till the next one, 9th, and we'll just see the progress. There's no reason to get in a hurry here, I don't think.
You're gonna be stuck with these fees.
That may be, that may be. That may be. I mean, but right now you have some bargaining power, you don't have anything.
I moved to table decision for, until the November 28th meeting. Is that correct?
All right. Motion and a second to table this till next meeting, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One no, motion carries.
We had a meeting, we already discussed it, that's my fault.
No, I mean, I get it, I mean, I, you know, I get it, but I just, you put some faith in, you know, your employees that do this every day, they say, yeah, they're getting better, yeah, they're getting better. If they're not, at least we stay involved.
No, you're right.
And we can say, you know.
We're doing it from the standpoint to see if they're gonna follow through with what they say.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, I appreciate it.
No, thanks.
And again, Cindy has all of my contact information.
Okay.
I live in Granite City, I'm 2 hours away.
I mean, you don't have to come up here for these meetings, I mean.
I wanted to be here tonight because I wanted to meet all of you, and I wanted to address you face to face and let you know that we have dropped the ball.
And we're thankful for that, we're glad for that, and I appreciate it.
You kind of took a.
Appreciate it.
Beating the other day when it was.
I'm sure you did.
Cindy and me and Evan, and we were all.
I'm sure you did.
Throwing all the stuff at him at once.
Can I tell you that that's not the only one that I've taken?
Yeah.
Got bad shoulders.
In other words, they didn't even scratch yours.
You heard from 11.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I take all of them. I take every bit of it seriously. But one thing that I will tell you, sir, you asked if we were doing okay.
Yeah.
We're doing very well.
Okay.
In fact, not to try to sway you one way or the other or persuade you or anything, but the company Aclara was the company that put the first automated meter reading system in the ground in 1996 in Canton, Ohio, and the first water meter that they ever put in the ground, the system can still read it today.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason I ask, I mean, with 1,100, you know, customers that have with all going through the same thing, it has to have a strain on the company as far as, you know.
It does, and we've adjusted for it. We've known that this is going to happen for about 6 months. Unfortunately, we did a terrible job of informing our customers that it was coming, and that's why I say that this isn't the only uncomfortable conversation that I've had with our existing customer base, because we did not handle this well, and this is kind of like a sledgehammer on your toe at the end of the year, asking you for that much money up front without it being in your budget, which is why we've offered the 10% discount if you can commit to it by the end of this year, but then also being willing to hold the invoice until your budget rolls.
Yeah, it was kind of a slap in the face because, you know, previous administration, we were told that this was the greatest, and you know, and it's not been kinda. So, but hopefully everything works out. So.
Again, I cannot do anything about what happened.
That's fine.
Before Phil,
I know,
but I can work my ass off to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Pardon my language.
And we appreciate it.
Appreciate you being here face to face. So that's the best way.
Yeah, that means a lot that you have enough.
We're giving you that chance.
Yeah.
If I can help anybody with anything, answer any questions, Cindy, please give them my contact information.
Okay.
I have some more business cards I can leave here if you all want.
We just tell Evan and Evan call. But another duty is Evan.
Evan wears a lot of hats.
Yes, he does.
All right. Thank you, sir, very much. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Going back home?
Yeah, I'm driving home. I got twin 6-year-olds at home that won't go to bed until I get home.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Poor thing.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Watch the deer going home, all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
I'm sorry?
Watch the deer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You guys are lucky they didn't come with me.
Next item on the agenda is the work comp property insurance renewal. Cindy, what do you have the information
on? It's just time for our risk management program renewal. With it being a large amount, I like to keep it on the agenda to get okayed by you guys. So I have to pay for how much it went up. It went up $3,000.
Of course.
But, yeah. It's, you know, covers all the buildings, all, you know, everybody, anybody that helps, you know. Say, Kenny fell when we were doing some music in the park or whatever. He's covered, you know, all kinds of. I just used him as an example. Becca, our accountant, she suggested that we add sales tax interruption insurance. So I got a hold of. Called him down there to see what that actually is, and that's if, say, county market burned down. We lose the sales tax while it, before it got, you know, between it got, when it burned, got rebuilt, the insurance would cover that sales tax, a percentage.
Yeah.
It, how do you say it? It's about $1,000, add about $1,000 in premium. It says for every $1 million of coverage. He said, but since we only have Casey's, County Market, and Dollar General's, our three big stores. So, it wouldn't be.
Would one outweigh the other?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
We've never had it before. I don't know if it's something we have to have.
You said $1,000 per million?
Yeah. It's $1,000 per $1 million of coverage.
How many millions of dollars of coverage we got, you know?
For sales tax? I mean, it would just be the sales tax,
just
so.
Just the sales tax part.
Yeah.
How much sales tax do you get every year?
I didn't look it up. Yeah, I.
What was the cost on it? I didn't see it on there. Do you remember for that addition? I was trying to find it here.
For what? The
for
sales
that,
tax?
For that addition, for if for the sales tax.
Yeah. Well, it's not on here. I just called and asking.
Oh, okay, so they didn't add it in.
No, it's not added in.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if you want to table it till next time so I can get more details. I mean, we just brought this up and I just checked into it, so.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Beginning of last week. See if it's actually worth spending the money or not. As he just said, Eric said, most cities that purchase that only insure their largest sales tax generating businesses. And that would be, you know, Casey's, Dollar General, and
Liquor
County Market.
Too.
Hmm?
Liquor store. Got it. Two Casey's, Liquor store, Dollar General.
It'd be interesting to find out how many of the municipalities that he services buy that insurance.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it, but Becca's the one that said that she noticed it wasn't on here. So, if you guys want to table it and I can find out more, Up to you guys.
Yeah.
When's it have to be paid by, when's it?
December 1st. Yeah, it's due, I mean, but we can let him know. December 1st is when our premiums due.
Well, we can vote on the.
We can vote on next time.
28th.
So just table it, everybody, that seems good with everybody? Can we get more information? Alright. Okay. Moving on. Talk about a 2015 McLaughlin potholder vac machine. David, Evan, someone?
You or me?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Go ahead.
We currently have a vac trailer, we got a vac truck and a vac trailer. We use the vac trailer, the potholder, quite often. What has happened is it's just rusted out the spoil tank. And I contacted, Dave had me contact, see what we could find out on it, and they don't make the parts anymore. It's a 2000 model, it's old, obsolete, so we've found a company local, I think they're out of Goodfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vermeer.
Vermeer, and they had a used one in, and they brought it down to have this demo. And it works, functions as it should, so we're looking to replace this old potholder that is nothing to us, it's just a yard ornament currently. So we found this place locally, and they brought it down, we did a demo on it. He let us run it, see what we thought of it. And that's pretty much it. And then when.
Yeah, that's trading the old one in, which is virtually junk.
Yeah.
And then it's 49 something, I can't remember the exact amount. But it's something they use pretty frequently.
Yep.
And the one he brought down appears to be like a pretty good machine.
Yes.
So.
Did anybody check to, would you want the hot water or not?
It's just too much of an option right now. I mean, it's something you can always add in the future. There is a spot you can add on this machine. You can do like a hot seat on it where you can have hot water. And actually have it incorporated in the machine, so winter conditions, you can cut through ground that much easier.
Yeah, well, we're just wondering. But if you think mention price of adding that on to it or not.
I'd leave it as a later option currently, if you ever decide to sign that.
If there's no questions about this thing, I'm making a motion we purchase this.
Is this the only one we looked at, or just?
We couldn't find any other used ones.
Okay.
And a new one is in somewhere over $100,000.
Okay.
$105, $115.
Yeah.
But that's where a new one's ranged at. But we called that like Ditch Witches and other companies that.
Serviceability pretty good.
Yeah, Vermeer is a.
They're like John Deere.
Yeah, the guy told us they have the parts if you need them for these. And they have naturally a service department if you need it, so.
They're just in Goodfield, Illinois, so. Which is in between Morton and Bloomington.
Right.
And it's a good clean machine. I mean, it hasn't been abused. And it worked better than our old one.
I'll second that motion.
How much is the new one? Over $100,000?
Yes.
There you go, okay.
Have we negotiated with them, any?
Yes.
Okay. We got them down to work.
Yep.
We have first and second.
And a motion and a second.
Alright, a motion by Dave, a second by Kendall. Roll call vote, please.
Oliverson, Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Alright, motion carries. Moving on, talk about repairing West Avenue E and using ARPA funds. I told Evan we probably need to look at this, and he went out and got some quotes, and we've all talked about it. Evan, what was the basic overview of the project and the cost?
Well, we started, I started out with something smaller, just trying to repair stuff, but with the ripple effect all the way up the hill. A few suggested to price the whole hill, so we did. And it'd be 540 feet. So that started us roughly up there by Tyree's auto body before his entrance to that drive. Take us down to the hill midway out of Euclid. It'd be a new 24-foot wide road. They'd mill 3 inches and relay 3 inches of asphalt back for, I think it's somewhere around 65 on that sheet. I don't have it with me, but they can start as soon as tomorrow and finish it Monday if we need to. But I've gone a few places, and Tazewell is the only place still working this like a year. So I just figured
I make a motion that we approve this and get it done.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
And this is a 64.
It's
64,500.
All right. Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right.
I'm really surprised you're doing that.
So, no, yeah, I was too. When he came back with those estimates, I was like, really? Kind of shocked me.
I told Evan, I said, you put these guys at the top of our list when we need.
Yeah, yeah, they're, you know, and part of it is because they're in the area, right, Evan?
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work in this area.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're doing a job closer, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, good deal, good deal. All right, moving on, the tax levy ordinance had a Finance Committee meeting. Finance Committee hammered out this ordinance.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it since you're chairman? Or
I don't have my notes. I don't know okay. My notes.
We didn't, well, we didn't raise the levy.
Yeah,
raise
it's like kept it at zero.
Or the levy.
The levy the exact same.
They left it right the levy.
Everybody got reassessed, and their taxes will go up.
Right, but the levy is the same.
Didn't change the
levy is the same.
We moved some monies around.
Money around, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a recommendation for.
And we have to approve this, vote to approve it tonight, and then you vote to pass the ordinance at the next meeting.
Move to approve tax levy ordinance.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. So we'll move it to the next meeting, right? All right, moving on. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Have any questions?
I move all bills properly endorsed to be paid.
I have a motion for paying the bills. Can we have a second, please?
Second.
Have a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Bills are paid. We do not need a closed session. No closed session needed. No one else has any other business? Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
I'll second.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.